preventing mold and mildew in your home. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Doesn't matter the time of year, mold or mildew can pose all sorts of problems in your home. Rod Bain learns prevention tips from an expert in this report.
Your house may not have suffered flood damage or even from water leaks, but it's still possible for building materials in your home to attract unwanted, damaging, and unhealthy molds and mildew. According to Claudette Reichel of Louisiana State University Extension, it takes several factors to come together to create these fungi.
The right conditions include nutrients. Just about anything organic, they need a certain temperature range, certain pH range, which is pretty wide.
In other words, factors we cannot necessarily control. However, the one area that homeowners and building managers can control to prevent mold and mildew is moisture. As Reichel explains,
it's okay if materials get wet as long as they can dry rapidly enough.
So a fairly high moisture level or dampness on a surface or within a material or very high humidity is needed for mold production. Reichel notes it is a misconception that mold can penetrate through solid wood, dimensional lumber. It cannot. However,
mold can penetrate other materials that are not solid wood.
So what are some ways to prevent mold and mildew from getting a foothold on a structure?
Maintaining an appropriate humidity level and for mold control would be under 70%, but really for comfort and for health, we try to maintain an indoor relative humidity between 40 and 60%.
Other tips to prevent mold and mildew in your home or building can be found at this web address, www.extension.org. Just type in the search words mold or mildew. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.